السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to listeners. You are tuned to your favorite learning station, Radio Islam on Medium Wave 1548. Let's go to this question coming through via SMS. It says, number one, please give us the masala regarding wearing imitation jewelry, especially rings, both for Hanafi and Shafi, that is for men and women as well.
This is a repeated question, and I wish some days that we can have such a system whereby when it's a repeated question, then we have, you know, when we are studying one another, they should say, Kad marra, finished, it's passed. You know? Aage chalo. But best is ever it is written that you should not utilize a imitation ring, but you can use imitation jewelry. However, Mawlana Razaul Haq, Damat Barakatuhum, he differs on that point, and he says, no, you can utilize even the imitation ring.
All right. We go on further. The other question states, can a woman remove hair using hair removal cream from any part of her body whilst she is fasting?
Permissible to do so.
All right. It says, I read in the Quran a healing mercy to those who believe that if you read Surah Al-Dahr in the 29th para, that you will receive a good proposal. Is this true?
This could be true also. And however, those who are seeking spouses, that I remember clearly that we have given Maulana Kara Sahib our work on seeking of spouses and what was I, so, etc., to read. And I think, Maulana Kara, you should have a program on that, booklet that we gave you.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Is that for myself or for the listeners?
Depends.
Okay. Alright, going further, the question states, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib. My husband tells me that it is healthy and normal to have wet dreams about other people. Is this true? I feel terrible, she says.
What she's saying now?
My husband tells me that it is healthy and normal to have wet dreams about other people.
Husband requires to make extra amount of zikr. Husband requires to become extremely regular in salat, maktuba, faras salat. Husband requires to change his company, environment, setup. He is perhaps, unfortunately, linking up with too many rare mehram women, walking and interacting and discussing and laughing and giggling with them. That is why he's in this situation. He should be seeking and making a lot of istighfar.
I wonder which medical journal he's consulting. We go on further. If you go to the Qabristan, do you have to make wudu when you read Surah Yasin?
It is best to do so when going to the Qabristan and reciting Surah Yasin or any other surah whilst in the graveyard and passing the sawab to the inmates of the grave. However, if you go without wudu, it is permissible. If you read any Quranic Kareem, ayat, or surah, or many surahs without wuzu, it is permissible. And if you pass the sawab in that state, it is still permissible.
All right, we go on further. The number to call, we remind our listeners, is 011-854-1548. Any questions, doubts, concerns in the mind, don't be shy, inshallah. Call us right away. The number is 854-1548. And the cell phone number to send your questions is 082-580-8070. Question stating, Assalamu alaikum, I have family in Lodium. Females go for Fajr, Zahar, Asr, Maghrib and Isha to a masjid. In Ramadan, they also go for Taraweeh. Please get involved as they say the advisors allow it. Can this be allowed? They read in Jamaat. They also read Jummah namaz. Am I wrong by telling them that this is wrong? What can be done?
For females, deen is easy. And the deen of Islam is simple. For females, there is no jihad, there is no Jamaat, and there is no Jummah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha stated during her time that if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, he should have prevented the woman from coming to the masjid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who should throw pebbles for the woman who come for Salatul Jamaat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala who is like the founder of the fiqh, Hanafiya, he should also prevent women from coming to the masajid. Those were great sahaba. In their time, they were saying the times are bad. Reports are reaching us very clearly at this moment that especially during Taraweeh time, where they are having Taraweeh Salat in Jamaat, and the Maulanas are leading Salat, and the Muftis are leading Salat, and the Shuyukh are leading Salat, and the ladies are coming for their Salat with Jamaat, the mothers are following them, the daughters are having a field day with the boys in the parking area, and this is highly disgusting and embarrassing. For those people, they can go and look at the parking areas. Unfortunately, it is highly disgusting what they will see and witness. And the mothers, they are engaging in a pious devotional activity while something is happening to their daughters in the parking areas. And this is gone completely out of control. There is a book by Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is translating, where he brings in about 40 ahadiths stating why women should read their salat at home and not in the masjid. Clear hadith, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his time, he advised the females and told them, it is best for you to read salat in the house. Then he told them, in the room of your house. Then he said, in the corner, dark recesses of your house. And the sahabiya who listened to this, they forego their privilege of following Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were 9 other masajids besides Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in those 9 masajids, women should not go to for Jamaat or Salat there. The only speciality of the Haramains are that the women were allowed to go for Salat with Jamaat there. In the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the other 9 masjids, the women were not going for Salat with Jamaat there.
So, JazakAllah for that. We go on further, inshallah. Remind our listeners, numbers to call 011-854-1548. We have 2 callers waiting. Let's take our callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I'd like to ask Mustafa about the Shabi Baraj, you know, when they have the books and the kitabs in it. Shabi Baraj, countless people are freed from Jahannam. I want to know from Mufti Sahib, are there already people in Jahannam, or is there happening already take place, or what?
Okay, Mufti Sahib will respond to that. JazakAllah, Abba. Alright, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, brother, how are you? Must I get my
pen? Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib.
Brother, should I get my pen ready? Okay, I have it.
Mufti Sahib, in our locality, before the iftar, 5 minutes before the azan is given, a loud dua is done in together outside where they have the iftar. So will that be permissible? That's my first question. My second question is, if one dozes off in a sitting position without leaning on a wall, will ablution thereafter be necessary?
Okay, that's number two.
The next question is, in order to concentrate on your salah, will it be permissible to one to close the eyes and probably focus on the Kaaba or Medina Sharif in order for the mind not to wander away whilst in salah?
Okay, that's number three, brother.
Okay, just one more. Then the last one, the new theory that has come about, I don't know how true it is. Mufti Sahib, please comment on this. The night of Laylatul Qadr is most likely to take place in the month of Ramadan on the odd night, and most likely on the 27th night. But now, there's a new theory that I've heard, is that it could be in any other month in the year, on any odd night, could be even on the 25th, 27th, so that one will be consistent in their prayer and their du'as, not only in Ramadan, so it could continue, it could be in Muharram, it could be in Rajab, it could be in Shaban, in the last 10 days, or in the odd night. So if Mufti Sahib could please comment on that also.
All right, he will comment, brother.
JazakAllah. Assalamu
alaikum. Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jimri Sab, the lady phoned earlier with regards to Shabi Barat. She mentions countless people are forgiven from Jahannam. She wants to know, are people already in Jahannam?
When they talk of countless people are forgiven, Jahannamis are forgiven, meaning those people were destined to go to Jahannam. Those people were already destined to go to Jahannam. Now when we look at the ahadiths concerning the Azab of Qabr, then the person already, window is open and the fragrance of Jannat come to him. And the person who is destined to go to Jahannam, already he has been punished by scorpions, snakes, and all evil things start, the physical, spiritual punishment already starts there, showing him that this is just the starting of what you're going to get. Now, those are the people who are destined for Jahannam that are forgiven on these auspicious nights like Shab-e-Barat, Laylatul Qadr, the two Eids, etc.
All right, Jazakallah for that. And the brother posts four questions. Only said the one with regards to the dua before the iftar in a gathering.
Okay, first of all, about iftari, let me just explain that these days, unfortunately, in some masjids, that the azan is given, and then that they take 10-15 minutes to eat, and after that they start joining the Maghrib Salat. Definitely that's a party.
Five
because you're supposed to do it only 5 and to 7 minutes. In Kabiri, via Fatawa Rahimia, we only see 5 to 7 minutes. So the person, if he wants to eat, he should eat after the Maghrib Salat and not make this iftari a party. And also, that where there are water, kifid sitting, etc., that after the iftari and after the supper, they should have a proper system of cleaning the masjid, spick and span and proper clean and neat, so that the musallis are not put into any difficulty and also the malaika are not put into any difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
To have the official dua before iftari, that will tantamount and slowly, slowly become an innovation. So it should be avoided and one should abstain from doing it.
All right, if one dozes off while sitting without leaning against a wall, does his wudu break?
He does not lean and is in a salat position, then his wudu does not break.
Just catching fish. And he asked, thirdly, in order to concentrate in namaz, can you close your eyes and focus on the Kaaba?
If a person, in order to concentrate now and then closes the eyes, in salat it is permissible, but makruh, it is a dislike. And if he constantly does this, then the detachment increases. However, he should not be focusing and bringing the picture of things in his mind. He should be concentrating on the meaning of the ayat being recited, or he should be thinking, for example, of that, how I'm going to face Allah Jalla Majdahu, or how I'm going to cross Pul Sirat, etc. And by focusing on the haram, etc., ulama have stated that this is not desirable.
Right. And then his fourth question was with regards to the night of Qadr.
The night of Qadr, now he is saying that there is a new theory floating around that the night of Qadr could be outside the last odd nights of the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. Now actually the person is, where he must have heard it, the person has got it from Hujjatullah al-Baligha. And Mufti Allama Sayyid Palampuri has written a commentary on that called Rahmatullah al-Wasiyah. And in it, Shah Waliullah Delhi Rahmatullah Ali expresses one opinion. And it's a very difficult opinion to understand. And also, similar thing is in Tafsir-e-Azizi. Shah Abdul Aziz has written a tafsir called Tafsir-e-Azizi. And a similar thing has been mentioned there, that there is a possibility. And this is also linked to Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali and other great Aimma, that one is certain that there is one Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan, but one is a floating Laylatul Qadr also that could be in other parts of the month, not necessarily as the questioner stated in the odd night of the month like Muharram, etc. It could be any night.
All right, Mr. Jazakallah for that. Jazakallah for the questions posed by the brother. Going on further, we have another two callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Ji.
I'd like to ask three questions, Mufti Sahab. Recently, in the Bitter Salah, in the third rakat, the Imam read the three quls simultaneously. I'd like Mufti Sahab to comment on that.
Hold on. What he did?
He read the three quls simultaneously.
In the third rakat of the Bitter Salah. And the second question
in
I.
One rakat, he read the three quls.
Ji.
Yes. One rakat.
In the third rakah.
You read the three quls?
Yes.
Okay.
The second question is, yesterday the Imam made an announcement on there will be a khatm-e-khaja after the remaining salah. How significant is this? And the third question I'd like to ask, yesterday also a prominent person in Indonesia from the masjid said the comment of a loud zikr which is made that those who comment adversely on this will be resurrected blind on the day of Qiyamah. I'd like Mufti Sahib to comment on this. I'll listen to the Jazakullah.
All right, brother. Jazakullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ji.
Ji, Mufti Sahib.
Jazakullah.
Oh, yes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I'd like to find out if a woman is sitting in itikaf, is she allowed to bath? And if no, is she allowed to eat this day from ghusl on Friday?
Is she allowed to bath?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all, sister. All right. Mr. Sahib will respond. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum. Mr. Sahib?
Let's go from the sister side. That if the sister is making a sunnah, they walk in their itikaf, that the rules that apply to the men will apply to her. She would not be allowed to take a sunnah or nafil mustahab bath. She would not be allowed to do that. Yes, she'll be able to take a necessary wajib bath. Now, the brother's question, first one, that the salat is valid. The witr salat that was performed with the recitation of the three kuls, the last rakat of the witr salat, that salat is valid. The announcement of Khatbah Khaja Ghan, that we have written about this. Khatbah Khaja Ghan is not faraz, not wajib, not sunnat. This is a formulation, a recitation formulation compiled by the elders. They say if you read it, then make dua, dua is accepted. But what you must know, that if someone sits, then it is good. If someone does not sit, don't look down upon him. And though if you look down upon him, then you are raising the status of your formulation, recitation, which is not proven, not faraz, not wajib, not sunnat, not mustahab, not nafil. It is something just by the elders. And to repeatedly do it and to constantly force people to do it becomes an innovation.
Right.
I've written about this. It's on my website, alislam.co.za.
Right.
Now, the person who stood up and he said that those who speak out against what you call loud zikr in the masjid will be raised blind, that person is a super high excellent ignoramus. He must substantiate where he got that from. And he is a highly unqualified. It is like a statement of some of the some Molanas are saying that you can make loud zikr congregation in the masjid on the day of judgment. I'll stand as witness for you. What proof is that in Sharia? There's no proof of that Molana standing up and saying such a thing. That other brother now, this is what we call huluf indeed, extremism indeed. And we are very clear that loud congregational zikr in the masjid is not substantiated in deen. I am still waiting for the last 5 years for some academic proper proof for this.
Alright, Jazakumullah for that. Can zakat money be used to sponsor a well or a borehole?
No, it cannot be utilized. For zakat to be valid, there has to be tabligh, meaning there has to be ownership. So poor person has to be owner of it. Borehole cannot become owner of zakat.
Right. Why does a woman have to sit for iddat? Is it just to see if she is pregnant?
No, that is not the only reason. That is the main reason that she can recuperate from the sadness, from the depression. She can focus and she can control herself, become composed, and inshallah make dua that her future is good.
All right. Are we allowed, it says, to put zambak on your lips whilst fasting?
If you are going to do so, make sure that you do not lick it and swallow it. If you lick and swallow it, your fast will break.
Alright. Assalamu alaikum. The SMS says, if you pass urine in the shower while showering, can you make wuzu and ghusl in the same shower?
Provided your drainage system is excellent and the urine goes away quickly into that hole and passes away. Passes down that hole quickly, and you are using extreme hot water so that the stench, the smell, and that urine is not coming onto your body. To do so, however, is definitely makruh whilst you are showering to urinate.
Not a nice thing to do. If a woman spots a day before Hayz, is it included as Hayz or should she fast on the day?
If she is one who has got a normal habit, then that would be regarded as istihaza.
All right. In Taraweeh, does one read Sana at the start of every two rakats?
Yes, and this is especially directed towards the Hufaz. They must do it also.
All right, we have a caller, I think. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jibin.
I have two questions. I'd like to know the first one. If you sneeze while you're reading Quran, do you have to read ta'awuz and tasmiyah and then carry on?
Okay.
And the second one is if you have a wound and it bleeds between Zohar and Asr, and Asr and Maghrib, then after Asr and Maghrib it doesn't bleed, or it bleeds every second day, what do you do if you're mazur?
Okay, Mufti Sahab will respond then. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
If you reply while you're reading Quran, if you reply to your sneeze, then you have to restart recitation of Quran by ta'awuz. The wound, that person is not a mazur. The person should wait for the last time of salat, make wuzu, and perform the salat.
Alright. Question stating, assalamu alaikum, do I pay zakat on 9 carat jewelry?
If it is weight, and if you have to have the weight of zakat on it, and if you value it, and this is a raging controversy at the moment, it turned into a controversy. My simple advice is that if you are payer of zakat, add the value of that 9 carat gold to your assets and pay on it.
Salam, it says, me and my husband had an argument. In his anger, he talaqed me verbally 3 times. I was hoping these SMSs don't come. Is this valid? Please advise.
It is valid.
It is valid. Allah make it easy for him. Assalamu alaikum. The question states, alright, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. 2 callers rather. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji.
Mufti Sahib, I want to know, if you go to the Kabristan, right, and on the grave there's grass, and is it permissible to pull out the grass from the cupboard?
Okay, second question. Any other question?
No, that's the only one.
Alright, take care, my brothers. Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullah.
Alright, let's take another call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ji brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Maulana, and respect to Mufti Sahib. 2 questions on ours. Firstly, regarding a witr salat in Ramzan, is it a sunnah to read Sabi Isma, Kuli Akul, and Kulu Allah?
Okay.
Every winter of Ramzan, which is done in certain mosques.
Okay.
Secondly, regarding what Mufti Sahib mentioned of loud zikr, me being a youth that went to one day when late Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, being a great saint, he read loud zikr in one of the masjids in Malaysia, and Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh, being such a pious, 2 saints of the time, gave the green light of having loud zikr, and yet they got khulafa like Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, who's also one of the khadims, allows loud zikr. So could Mufti Sahib comment why this great mashayikh did it, and we they are our elders, and why did they do it, and give reasons for that?
All right, brother. Jazakallah. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First question, witr salah in Ramadan to read Sabih Isma Rabbika in the 2 quls. It is sunnah.
No, the first question was the first caller about the graveyard.
Oh, sorry,
the
Kabristan, Ji.
The graveyard, the grass, that it is permissible to pull out the grass from the grave or the graveyard. However, it is not permissible to sell it. The second one was...
That is
Masnoon Qiraat. Masnoon Qiraat, it's good to do it. If you recite any other Qiraat, it is written clearly in Fatawa Darul Diyobat. Someone asked that if you read the small surahs, is it permissible? It said permissible. The third one, that these pious elders did it ta'liman. Remember, do not confuse the issue. One is loud zikr. Loud zikr is permissible. You can go do it at home individually. You can do it in the khanka as treatment by your sheikh. But to do it in congregation, in the masjid, that's where we have got difficulty. And with utmost due respect, I personally was worried of Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. Whenever he did loud zikr, it was hayatan loud zikr in congregation in his room attached to the Chatta Masjid, not per se in the masjid itself. Everyone who came just made the zikr, and when the zikr was over, they went away. Then placing a hand on our heart, we must know that the shariat is complete and the action of a pious personality in our age, no matter how pious the personality is, the action of it, of his, is not a proof in shariat. Shariat is complete, Quran, Sunnah, Qiyas, Ijma, and we have got the illustrious Imams to follow.
Alright, Jazakallah, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala fill the qabrs of our kabirin with noor and light. Allah give them the best of rewards.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, the question states, is it permissible? Do we have a caller? Yes, we have two callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to the first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello, Ji, Ben, you are live on air. Your question?
Assalamu alaikum. I just want to know, a traveler, if he's, a person is out of the country and he's like 1 week, his mom's place in the other country and his home is in South Africa, is it regarded as musafir out of the Eid of Salah?
Okay, you mean his mother?
It could be one day or one week, it just depends on the time of person.
So his mother is living in a foreign country here in South Africa. He goes over for a week.
Alright,
you want to know, is he a traveler? How must he read his namazes? Hope this able to respond to that. Any other questions, sister?
No, that's all,
sir. That house, who belongs to his mother or him?
Sister, just hold on, sister.
Ji.
The house, who does it belong to? His mother
it's
or
his house. He's born and brought up in that house. He's married in South Africa. And now their business is abroad, up and down. So what happens is that sometimes it's 1 day, sometimes it's 1 week. It could be 20 days, it just depends, away from home.
Okay, sister. Jazakallah for that. Book this up and clarify. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jai Mustad Knight, saving homes across the countries.
Another caller.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Jai brother, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, your question?
I want to find out with regards to Zakat, right?
Zakat.
Jai. I actually have a pension fund which is compulsory to be taken out from the company that I work for, right?
Okay.
I want to know if the card is payable on those contributions.
Okay.
As well as, I have to take out the bond for the house that I purchased, right?
Okay.
So what's a bond? You have to take out the life policy to secure the bond. Is the card also payable on that, as well as retirement annuity?
Okay. All right, sir, brother, we'll have a respond to that.
Okay.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
All right,
let's take one more caller. I think we have another caller. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello, Ji, sister, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji.
Mulana, what I wanted to know here is my big son. He has missed his Taraweeh namaz for 1 week. And now he wants to know, he's rosa for 1 week, and now he wants to know that when he passes again, to cover up, does he have to start with the Taraweeh namaz, or does he just make it daily and make it.
Okay, so he missed his fast for 10 days.
Okay.
Alright, we get a question, sister. Move this up and respond. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, Mr. Sam.
Repeat the question.
Alright, the first one was the regards to the brother who's got a house and a business abroad.
Yeah, both places are his homes. The discussion is around whether a person can have multiple watane asli. Yes, it is permissible. Both places, that person will read full salat.
Alright. Then the brother calling with regards to zakat and the pension fund, and he's got a bond on the house as well, and he has to take a life policy.
Now, because of his circumstances, what he has done is sinful. However, that remember his liability is installments times 12. Installments times 12. Not the entire amount. The entire amount is not his liability when he does his zakat calculation. And also on the provident fund, he does not pay zakat.
All right, let's come to the SMSs again. Inshallah, many questions coming through. Is it permissible to have your tubes tied as a method to space your kids?
If it is extremely necessary, then it is permissible.
When cleaning chickens, what should be removed from the neck?
The cord.
Right. If a person commits adultery or commits the worst of sins and then makes sincere repentance, will Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive this person?
Inshallah, if he makes a proper tawbatun nasuha, regrettable, not going to do it again, focused on Allah, making constant istighfar, yes, inshallah, Allah will forgive it.
I'm working out zakat on savings. I've received my salary today, and do I have to pay my zakat on today's salary as well?
Include it as part of your assets, and then pay your zakat, Allah will give a lot of barakah.
All right, Ameen. If I listen to Qur'an-i Kareem in the car and if sajda tilawat comes, will I have to make sajda tilawat?
No, you do not have to.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, it says, Mufti said yesterday, one must not go to toilet barehead. Can you please explain?
Bareheaded without a head.
All right. This one with regards to
talaq. Maybe this person thought you take all your hair out and go. No, without a head.
All right, how does one calculate zakat on stock in a business if stock is all paid for?
Hazrat, market related value.
Right. Assalamu alaikum. It says, you mentioned previously that it was not permissible to perform salah behind one who trims a beard. What about, now this person, he gives names of some ulama and some hafaz who do not have the long beard. What can you tell them? Anyway, sir, we're not going to mention those people, but just some advice.
The rule still stands. What we said is absolutely correct. It is makruh at-tahrimi to follow an imam who shaves or trims his beard less than their fist. Advise them politely.
All right.
While the trustees are accountable.
Okay. The question states, what can you read to sharpen the memory?
Avoid sin. Avoid sin. That's a golden rule. Make your salat. Read a lot of Quran al-Kareem. And read a lot of Durood Sharif upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also read Rabbi Ziddi Ilman.
Alright. What about color contact lenses, Mutisab? Is it permissible to wear this?
Only for the pleasure of the husband.
Alright. We go on further. My husband passed away 6 weeks ago. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him Jannat. My two children are writing exams the day after Eid. Allah make it easy for them. They need the time to study. Do they have to be at home on Eid day? Or should they go to varsity on Eid day to study?
If they want to go to varsity to study, it is permissible for them to do so.
Right. If in Salah you miss the first tashahud, example, it says in a 4-rakat Salah, the first sitting after 2 rakats, what must one do?
Excuse yourself.
All right. What about fitra money? Can this be given to a domestic worker, it says?
Concerning fitra money, while the question has arisen, first of all, if the domestic worker is not a Muslim, you cannot give the fitra money to a non-Muslim. Yeah, one masala I promised to explain, that generally what we do, that somehow the other, we start giving fitra money to one person. And in those days, I know it was a habit that the muazzin was the recipient of the fitra money, and everybody came and gave the muazzin the fitra money.
Mm-hmm.
Now in our age also, some people are earmarked to receive fitra money, and the person repeatedly gets fitra money all the time. Now what happens if that person on the day, on one day, he gets fitra money and more fitra money to such an extent that it goes over 2,200, which is the current zakat nisab. Now that person can still receive more. Understand that. He can receive 5,000 fitra money. That does not make him sahib and nisab. Sahib and nisab is different. And to have the nisab is different. Sahib al-nisab is a person who got zakat and nisab for the entire Islamic lunar year. Now this person who receives fitra for fitra, he will receive that money, but before the year expires, will have spent it.
All right, let's go further with some. During 8 minutes past 10 o'clock, we're going to ask you again for extra time.
Sure.
Jazakum Allah for that. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. A family member is sitting for i'tikaf. Can we go and sit with her and read Yasin? And can she socialize with us?
It is absolutely permissible to do so. And do not make vain discussions. Do not distract her. Do not go and gossip and backbite, etc. She is making i'tikaf to cut herself from the world. The purpose of i'tikaf is, whether male or female, to be in solitude, to gain peace and tranquility, to seek for Laylatul Qadr, and not to engage in those activities which are vain and linking to the world, and engage in discussions upon discussions with those who are sitting around you.
Gee, do not make too much church out. Assalamu alaikum, it says, my mom is a reverted Muslim for 38 years and has kept all her fasts except for when she had menses. I worked out all the must and took the money out and donated to poor Muslims. Is this correct? Please advise.
If you have taken, if she left, first of all, a legacy and a will stating that, then you should follow that will and distribute that fidya. And if you did not do that and you have done it on your own accord, then according to the Hanafi school, inshallah, you will be rewarded and she will be forgiven.
All right. What are the significance of the sixth fast after the month of Ramadan?
The sixth fast, hadith in Targhib is that we should be fasting six fasts after Ramadan so that it will become like one who's fasted the entire year round. However, note that those who got qaza fast should make their qaza first and then their sixth fast. And also the sixth fast is not necessary. We keep it one after the other. You can space it.
All right. So we go on further. Is it permissible for Muslim women to keep Malawi men to work for them in the house? Very interesting question.
This is against the Sharia. Malawi women are men after all.
Mm.
They are not females looking like men. You should make hijab from them.
Definitely.
And this is the tendency of affluent people who got no ta'aluk with deen, no connection with deen, unfortunately. And they think that these men are like robots, or they think that these men have got no passion and no lust and no inclination for females. These men are not hermaphrodites. So you should be making strict hijab from them.
Jim, what happens if you don't finish reading dua, iqunut in witr salah, and the imam goes into ruku? Is the salah valid?
Your salah is valid, follow the imam.
All right. Till what time is ishraq? It says, Mufti Sahib?
Ishraq Salat obviously is 15 minutes after sunrise, 2 to 4 rakats. That's the duration of its extent.
Alright, what is best to give as mehr?
To give mehr azwaj Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is same as monetary value as the mehr Fatimi.
Alright, a lady is separated from her husband for 1 month and doesn't consider reconciling. Does she have to ask him permission to separate herself?
Yes. She is still married, she is still in the wedlock, and that person is still her husband.
If we have a paid up property, example a house, can you take a loan on the property to go for Hajj?
You should not do that. It is not advisable to do that.
So last two, three SMSs, Allah reward you. Pension fund, life insurance, are they zakatable?
First of all, life insurance is not permissible in Islam. Pension fund, you do not pay zakat on it. I am not fully conversant with the dynamics of life insurance.
All right. If a person makes intention for salah and breaks it, must the person make qaza namaz? He hasn't started the namaz.
Say it slowly.
If a person makes intention for namaz,
yeah,
and breaks it, must that person make qaza namaz?
No. If he hasn't started the salah, no.
No. All right. When a woman has a period and has some flushes, it says, and has to use a pet and only changes it after 3 days, does her ghusl become valid?
Say it again.
It says when a woman has a period, right,
yeah,
and has hot flushes and has to use a pet and only changes it after 3 days, does her ghusl become valid?
When she has already gone into the state of purity and she's taken a purity bath after removing the patch, her ghusl will be valid.
But when you must Zohar and Asr, how do you catch up with it later, it says?
If you say a tartib, then before performing your Maghrib, make your Zohar, then you make your Asr, then you make your Maghrib.
If you do not say
a tartib, Maghrib came in, make your Maghrib, then you make Zohar Qaza and Asr Qaza.
Alright, final question for tonight's program. At the time of Ziyarat in Medina Sharif, are we allowed to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of when you are at Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's qabr?
If you don't do it there, then I think you're very ungrateful. You can do it from here, it is permissible. To ask through the wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is absolutely permissible. Whether you are in Medina, whether you are in front of the grave of beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether you are in South Africa, it is absolutely permissible to make dua via the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you are there, then you should do that more often.
Alright, so final question. He came, to, I think, two times tonight. We own a clothing shop. Is it permissible to give brand new clothing as zakat from the shop to needy Muslims?
Give it to those people who will utilize it. For example, if you were to give upmarket suit to the person becoming a molana, that is not reasonable. Because what the molana is going to do with your upmarket suit. So if you were to give your zakat to those upmarket suits, you give it to those people who are going to utilize it.
Alright. So final question, Ma, for that. In our town, our imam is said to have Salafi beliefs. It puts the man in doubt to read namaz behind him. Apparently, most ulama in our town are against him. Please advise.
If his Salafi beliefs are confirmed that he is a ghair mukallid, trustees are in deep trouble if they do not remove him. If there is a masjid nearby, go to the masjid nearby.
Alright, Mr. Jazakallah for that. Mr. Jazakallah for the extra time as well. Any final nasihat?
First of all, I would like to mention that Eid is going to come very soon. And those who have got shops, factories, firms, and they are owning them, they should at least give their staff, Muslim and non-Muslim, some extra bonus during this time of joy.
Yes, mashallah, wonderful point.
We should, as we are, alhamdulillah, going to be eating well, be joyous and celebrating, then let them also get some bonus so that they can also feel good, enjoy, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim.
Mm.
And then they know that we are staff of a Muslim person, and when his day of joy came, he also made us feel nice. What we, unfortunately, as shop owners and business owners and firm owners, etc., that when it comes Christmas, then we give them gifts. Now, and by doing that, we are sending a completely wrong signal. We are entrenching their belief that, oh, because of Christmas, we got a bonus. Because of New Year, we got a bonus. The whole system has to change. That because of Eid, we got a bonus. Because it is their day of joy and delight and happiness. Now, because of that, now you don't have to give them thousands of rand. 100, 200 rand. You see how happy they will become. Please, if they can act on this, then we will change the mindset of people that we are also generous and care-loving people.
So, Jazakallah, very, very important, very interesting point to mention. And we say Jazakallah for the wonderful nasihat and for the program request for du'as as well, Mufti Sahib.
You and the listeners also.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.